Proclamation number 0360 of 2nd of April, 1938. Organized care. Lack of charity. Try to follow our explanations, with which we want to increase your knowledge in the name of the Lord. Instead of the commandments instituted by God, people are now also given commandments with the intention to ennoble the people, but the wrong application of these commandments does not bring about a complete improvement of mankind, but only coercive measures, which at best can be an organized supply, but which do not generate active charity, which, however, would be always more beneficial to the people if they were more diligent. Years of struggle had to proceed to finally bring about such an organization, and material interests have always been decisive in every measure developed in such a way, which is supposed to be an apparent work of charity, but deviates very far from the love which Jesus preached on earth. People should help each other. They should alleviate each other's suffering and misery. They should give to the poor, protect them spiritually and physically, or save them from need and distress. But are the measures introduced based on this or a similar motivating force that has arisen from love for God and neighbor? Isn't everything rather tailored to raise up much manipulation, to be openly and generally admired and recognized, and which connect far more other interests with the apparent main purpose, but which are to remain hidden from the public world? A kingdom that resorts to such means in its construction will hardly be able to exist in the long run, because it wants to dismiss the commandments of God as residual and replace them with man-made commandments, only to make use of the power that has been acquired. And in order to let something completely new arise, everything old gets rejected, and above all, the teaching of Christ is to be overthrown and branded as man's work, to dissolve this teaching and let something else arise in its place. The Lord will crush this effort. He will not allow His word to be disregarded and taken away from mankind. He will rather announce it much more urgently to the people, wherever someone wants to listen to it, and less will be able to stand what man create in arrogance in order to deceive and blind their fellow man. All spirit goes out from God, who is good. But the work of Satan seeks to find entrance in people under false cover. It also wants to be of good influence on mankind, but if one pays close attention to it, then one recognizes the origin and sees under the whitewash of the seemingly noble, the worthlessness of such commandments, which run counter to those of the Lord and can never have a beneficial effect on the soul of man. But every final victory is also preceded by battles that you have to pass. Take up the fight against everything that wants to reduce or destroy God's word. If all of you stand firm as one man, then you can never succumb in a fight that you fight for Jesus Christ, the author of the divine commandments. Because it is his knowledge that also recognizes the effects of this struggle with foresight. What people create passes away, but God's word remains in eternity. Amen.